This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com. And today we are going to remind you how to hockey. So anybody can just grab a beer and a pizza and turn the game on and have a good time. And I'm not against it. Let's call that the traditional approach. But let's say that you're a little bit more groundbreaking, you're a little bit more bleeding edge, and you're going to bring some social media into this. That gives you some options. And here is my favorite way to start any game. So get online and look for the hashtag #AbsTwitterPsychic. Many, many fans get on and they try to pick the person who's going to score the first goal for the Avalanche. And if they win, they win. It's bragging rights, but it's really cool too. And this is also something from Javeen and Tape Lake, I believe it is. And they do another thing called Avs Chat. And I was on the Avs Chat last night. Everyone again uses the same hashtag. They get together and they talk hockey. Sometimes there's some leading questions that get people going. It's just a really good time. And it's what this whole thing is about. It's people coming together with like minds and things that they have in common. And it's a fun time. You should definitely check it out. And it's a great way to start the game. All right, this is where we get to our first fork in the road. Are you going to the game or are you watching the game online? Either way, you have options. So right away, if you're going to go to the game, you should pretty much just go to Brooklyn's and hang out there for a little bit. You're going to see a lot of the Avs fam there. You're going to see people hanging out, getting their drink on, having a little bite to eat before they head back across the parking lot to go watch the game. If you're watching online, that's where you kind of have to go back a couple podcasts. You could be watching this on Altitude, which would be totally cool. But if you don't have cable, you still have options. You could be watching this on NHL Game Center, but sometimes you're going to get blackouts on that. And so my favorite is to watch it on hockey streams, because hockey streams streams everything. Everything that is hockey, everything that has a TV feed ends up on this. So you have plenty of options, both virtually and really you just have one option. Unless you want to go into the Pepsi Center and pay a lot of money for their food and drink there, I suggest you just go to Brooklyn's, say hi to the friendly people, and drink until you can't. Okay, so you've made your way into the building and you're actually ready to watch some hockey. You're there early, of course, which means there's still festivities to be had. Take a look at the glass and watch the people up front. There's a really good chance you're going to see many of the common faces on Twitter. You're going to see the Dobbs for sure. You're going to see Katie Mack and her friends. You're going to see probably little Gabe, a whole bunch of cool people. And it's totally worth the show right there. I mean, these people are having a good time. Go say hi if you're not shy. Okay, so it's starting to get good now, right? The vibe is starting to happen, and then the players come out for the warm-up. Now, notice that every one of them has their hair down to a T. It looks awesome, because this is the last time in the night where their hair is going to look good. If they get in a fight and they lose that helmet, you're going to see helmet head. They don't want you to just see that. They want you to see their hair, too. So check their hair out, and then know this. They are checking out your signs. Even if it doesn't seem like it, they're checking out your signs. They just don't want their friends on the team to think that they're not in game shape and ready to go. But have a cool sign, put it up there, they're going to see it, and you've made their day. You might even give them that little bit of inspiration they needed to score the winning goal. So you're part of the team here. Don't let them down. And then it happens. The lights go out. The siren starts. And the players start to make their way onto the ice for the coolest show I've never seen, because the Avalanche have a new projector system, and it's going to be epic. There will be things jumping off the ice. It's going to be like you took some drugs and things are coming to life. I don't know how I know that. This is where you begin to lose your voice. Start screaming, start clapping, give these guys a big hand, and let them know that you are there to help them win this game. Players will be announced. Every last one of them is awesome for this game. Don't go not clapping for getting on this one. And then it happens. The red carpet has a guy walking out on it named Jake Schroeder, and he sings the coolest version of the national anthem that you've ever heard in your life. You can see players getting ready, waddling back and forth a little bit, shaking those legs, getting ready to play some hockey. And by the time that he's done singing, it's all business. They clear the ice, the refs get ready, the players get ready, and we're ready for puck drop. 12 seconds into the game, guess who scores? Matt Duchene. Why? Because he is my Avs Twitter psychic pick. And that brings us to our in-game festivities. Okay, stay with me here. Here's how this works. AvsFam happens to make a t-shirt for Duchene. It's called Dutchie. They make hats as well. So when Dutchie just scored, that's a goal. Goals count for 10% off of anything Dutchie, right? But let's say Matt Duchene scores again. Why? Because he's awesome and he is my Avs Twitter psychic pick. So he scored two goals now. That means 20% off. Do you see how this can get crazy in a minute? Oh, hold on, wait for it. Keep waiting. Okay, here it is. He just scored a hat trick. That is amazing. That is 30% off of anything Matt Duchene, but he's not done yet. He's trying to bankrupt the Avs fam. So basically, he gets two more assists. That's 5% each. That makes 10 more percent. That's 40% off. Do you see how this could happen? If Matt Duchene has a good night, you can get some super awesomeness for super cheap. And it's not tacos we're talking about here. These are the things that you can keep wearing. These are forever shirts. Okay, so hat trick's out of the way. We did it. But there's still more happening inside the rink, right? Nikki Hurdle is running around. She's talking to everybody. She's pretty cool herself, so you should definitely keep an eye out for her. Keep an eye out for Bernie, my dog. Also, keep an eye out for the guy who runs around wearing 25 shirts, takes them off while dancing, and throws them at people so they can taste the sweat from his body on their new shirt. So by this point, you probably should have checked in a couple times on Twitter to see what's happening with the Avs fam, with everybody else, to talk a little crap to the Wild fans, whatever you're into, right? But then the game comes back on, and that's where you got to be cool. Don't be getting in fights with people. We're better than that, people. We don't have to have fights in the stands. We can do this. And then the second period happens, and then the intermission happens, and the third period happens, and pretty soon we've won the game by a lot of goals because Matt Duchene scored a hat trick and had a couple assists, so we're at least up by five, right? And that, my friends, is how to hockey. I'm sure you didn't forget. It's just like a bike. Get on, ride it, love it, and stay awesome.